in the limelight.
The Pentagon said recently the U.S. State Department has approved the potential sale of F-16 fighter jets as well as Sidewinder and Harpoon missiles to the Philippines in three separate deals with a combined value of more than $2.5 billion. We're prepared for an article written by Richard Javad Heydarian titled U.S.-Philippine Arms Deal Aims at South China Sea. The article has been published by the Asia Times. With likely long-term strategic implications, the U.S. State Department cleared a multi-billion dollar arms package to the Philippines on 24th of June, which includes up to 12 state-of-the-art multi-role fighter jets. According to the proposed deal, the Pentagon is set to provide up to 10 F-16C Block 7072 aircraft and two F-16D Block 7072 aircraft manufactured by Lockheed Martin, as well as long-term training and assistance with maintenance of the aircraft. The Defense Security Cooperation Agency, DSCA, has also cleared the sale of 24 Raytheon Technologies AIM-9X Block II Sidewinder air-to-air missiles worth $42.4 million and 12 Boeing AGM-84L1 Harpoon Block II anti-ship missiles worth $120 million. Amid rising tensions in the South China Sea, the Philippine Defense Secretary, Delphine Lorenzana, emphasized how his country needs this multi-role fighters, especially that the situation in this part of the world is deteriorating. If approved, the $2.43 billion deal would be the largest of its kind in the history of the two allies, marking a dramatic elevation in bilateral defense cooperation. The timing of the announcement was also crucial, coming only weeks after the Philippines decided to again suspend the abrogation of the Visiting Forces Agreement, the VFA, until the end of the year. Should the two so-called allies finalize the deal in the coming months, it will set the tone for bilateral relations under the next Filipino president, who will assume power by June of 2022. For years, various Filipino leaders, especially current President Rodrigo Duterte, have fretted about America's long history of dumping Vietnam-era weaponry on its century-old ally. Earlier this year, President Duterte threatened to abrogate the VFA unless the U.S. provided $16 billion in defense aid to the Philippines, highlighting large-scale advanced weaponry that Washington has handed to other countries such as Pakistan, Egypt, and the Israeli regime over the past decade. Various American administrations, as well as the Pentagon, shunned the sale of state-of-the-art military hardware, raising concerns over the Philippines' ability to effectively maintain modern weaponry. Chronic corruption and limited defense spending also torpedoed earlier efforts by various Filipino presidents to ramp up their country's defense acquisitions. Added to this has been half a century of rebellions across the Philippines' impoverished peripheries, which deprived the country's naval and air forces of much-needed resources for external defense in favor of the insurgency-focused army. In the 1990s, former Filipino President Fidel Ramos, a U.S. West Point-trained general, sought to modernize the country's defense capabilities, especially after the withdrawal of U.S. bases and the subsequent Chinese siege of Manila-claimed Mischief Reef in the South China Sea. Under Fidel Ramos' armed forces of the Philippines modernization program, the Southeast Asian country sought to acquire, among other things, advanced fighter jets, including 12 FA-18CD Hornets. However, the ensuing Asian financial crisis undercut the first serious attempt at revamping the country's armed forces. As a result, the country went from having one of the most advanced militaries in the region in the mid-20th century to lacking even a single fourth-generation fighter in the first decade of the 21st century. However, under former President Benigno Aquino, the Philippines launched its second version of the Armed Forces of the Philippines Modernization Program, the Revised Armed Forces of the Philippines Modernization Act, allocating billions of dollars to augmenting the country's air force and naval capabilities. During his first 3 years in office, the former president, Aquino, allocated $648.4 million for new acquisitions. Between 2013 and 2017, defense spending increased by 17%, with the former president allocating $1.73 billion for new procurements. Although his successor, President Rodrigo Duterte, had adopted a diametrically opposed foreign policy of warmer ties with China, his top generals have continued to build on former President Aquino-era reforms. Philippine Defense Secretary Delfin Lorenzana, a former defense attaché in Washington, took up the cudgels of the succeeding phases of the 15-year Armed Forces of the Philippines Modernization Program. Under the Horizon 2 phase, the Philippines allocated about $5.6 billion for augmenting the country's capabilities against the so-called external threats, including the acquisition of advanced frigates, strategic missile systems, and fighter jets. The Horizon 3 phase, which would fall under the next Filipino president, is set to cover the acquisition of, among other things, the country's first submarines. Thanks to former President Aquino's efforts, the Philippines has managed to acquire modern frigates as well as modern fighters. Korea Aerospace Industries FA-50PH, which were deployed during the recent standoff with China in the Whitsun Reef. However, facing increasing tensions in the South China Sea, the Philippines is intent on acquiring multi-role fighter jets amid an arms race in the region, with China now rolling out its own fifth-generation stealth fighters. Defense Secretary Lorenzana said recently during his speech at Sandy Datu Air Defense Exercise in Base Air Base, which is close to the disputed Scarborough Shoal. He said, "We're pushing for the acquisition as it is critical capability for the defense of our country's territorial airspace from any form of threat and enforcement of Philippine Air Defense Identification Zone." Lorenzana, who talked to the Philippines' existing yet limited inventory of modern warplanes, said, "With multi-role fighter aircraft, we can explore the facets of air power." He added, "Likewise, it is imperative to fast-track the establishment of a standardized tactical data link so that all our assets may be able to talk to one another." The proposed F-16 deal with the United States falls under the Philippine $1.8 billion multi-role fighter acquisition project, or Horizon 2 project. After culling multiple bids from leading defense contractors, the country is now deciding between Sweden's much cheaper Saab JAS-39C Gripen or the US much more advanced Block 7072 version of the F-16 fighter jet, which is commonly used by top North Atlantic Treaty Organization NATO allies. Most defense experts agree that the F-16 fighter package is the runaway winner, but the Philippine defense chief has fretted that it is expensive for the Philippine Air Force. Defense Secretary Lorenzana told the Philippine Daily Inquirer recently, "The US wants us to buy the F-16 jets. It's very expensive to the Philippine Air Force, and we're evaluating others." The final details of the proposed U.S. fighter jet deal, which also requires congressional approval, are still up for negotiations. Top Philippine defense officials may seek a better deal with their American counterparts in order to purportedly set the tone for more robust bilateral relations under President Duterte's successor beginning in 2022.